KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's start with some cross-country news here this morning. Let's get you the rankings this week first, the individual cross-country rankings. On the boys' side in Class 4A, Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson ranks 15th. In 3A on the boys' side, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic is rated 9th, Trey Gross of Harlan 11th, and Andrew Smith of Glenwood 18th. In Class 3A girls, Emma Hughes of Glenwood ranked 27th and Kaya Beaker of Harlan ranked 29th. In 2A boys, Cole Dooley of Trainer ranked 12th and Baylor Bergren of Red Oak is 13th. In 2A girls, Ella Waddle of Panorama ranked 5th. Mason Hartley of Clarinda, 14th. Gwen Steffen of Panorama, 17th. Olivia Steffen of Panorama, 27th. In Class 1A on the boys' side, Brett McGee of Tri-Center is ranked 7th. Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley ranked 14th. Quinton Dreyer of IKM Manning is ranked 15th. Ben Breheny of Nottoway Valley, 16th. Trevin Sewer of ACGC is 17th, and Doug Berg of Nottoway Valley ranked 26th. Also in Class 1A girls, Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center is top-rated. Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia ranked 5th. Riley Sloss of ACGC 9th. Grace Slater of Audubon ranked 15th. Sophia Broers of Nottoway Valley is 17th. Duncan Reese of St. Albert 23rd. Kirsten Kanabi of ACGC 24th. And Kyla Corn of Tri-Center ranked 27th. Now, in action last night in high school cross country at Clarinda, it was Atlantic winning both the girls and boys team titles. On the girls' side, Atlantic posting 23 points for the championship. Nebraska City with 66, Shenandoah with 67, Red Oak 97, and North Andrew 115, the top five. Individually, Taylor McCready of Atlantic ran 21 minutes 3.93 seconds for first place. Mason Hartley of Clarinda was second. Ava Rush of Atlantic third. Claire Pellet of Atlantic was fourth. Atlantic's Addie DeArmond also in the top 10. She placed ninth in that meet last night. Alexa McCunn of Red Oak was seventh. On the boys' side, Atlantic with 42 team points. The champs with Clarinda 69 for second. Nebraska City at 94. Shenandoah 95. West Nottoway 99 in the top five. Individually, Craig Allen Becker ran 17 minutes 9.71 seconds. Good enough for the championship over Tyler Blay of West Nottoway, who was second. Baylor Bergren of Red Oak placed third. Zane Berg of Atlantic was fourth. Riley Blay of West Nottoway, fifth. Also, Ethan Williams of Atlantic was sixth. And Clarinda had three runners also in the top ten, with John McCall, seventh. Michael Mayer, eighth. And Alec Wyman placing 10th for the Cardinals last night. In high school volleyball play last evening, from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Denison over Clarinda, three in a row. Kemper Catholic swept three from Clarinda, and Kemper Catholic three in a row over Denison. Harlan beat Shenandoah three straight. Lewis Central over St. Albert, 3-2. And Red Oak topping Glenwood, 3-1. From the Western Iowa Conference, Logan Magnolia beat Maple Valley two in a row. Logan Magnolia over River Valley two in a row. And Underwood beat Fremont Mills 3-0. It was Rolling Valley Conference play. Cam over Glidden-Ralston, 3-1. Arweva topping Exira EHK, 3-1. Also around the region, Des Moines Christian, a 3-sweep over West Central Valley. Murray swept three from Orient Maxburg. Woodbine, a 3-0 sweep over Peyton Sherdan. Van Meter beat Earlham in three straight. Also Panorama over Madrid three in a row. Maryville, Missouri beating Southwest Valley 3-0. And Sydney over Essex in three straight last night. Well, season openers always have a lot of question marks, and even more so this season. After not having spring practice and navigating through a pandemic the last couple of months, Iowa State debuts Saturday against Louisiana. Here's Cyclone coach Matt Campbell.
I really think we've worked really hard, at least from a physical prep, to be ready to play. Now, some of those other things, I think it doesn't matter what year or where you're at. You just don't know until the lights come on, and I'm still a believer, like, you know, it's going to be really interesting at 11 o'clock here on Saturday, you know, to watch our football team play.
After a roller coaster of an off season, Campbell says the Cyclones are ready for a game.
Are you going to play? Are you not going to play? What's going on? Social media, all the things that are out there, those are challenges. And I think when we finally knew a direction that this was going, especially, you know, about 3 to 4 weeks ago, and we could begin to plan for something, you saw almost a sense of calmness come over our program.
As he enters his fifth season, Campbell has turned the Cyclones into a consistent winner. The next step is handling lofty expectations. Campbell felt the Cyclones were pressing a year ago when finishing with a 7-6 record.
You start at the quarterback position, and, you know, I think you could feel the external pressure that a young quarterback that was talented start to put on his shoulders. I think you felt that as a coaching staff at times, and maybe the way we did some things. And, you know, I just think that's part of, in my opinion, that's part of growing.
Campbell says he doesn't think the lack of fans at Jack Trice Stadium Saturday will have any impact on the game.
But I really haven't put much time or thought into what that will look like or feel like, because I really think, again, man, we've sacrificed so much to get to finally play a sport and play against somebody else, that I think just the joy of that occurring and knowing what we're playing to, I certainly think gives motivation enough for probably both teams.
A veteran Iowa State defense has to slow down a high-powered Louisiana offense that's led by dual-threat quarterback Levi Lewis.
You're talking about a really unique challenge from the beginning of the season, but, you know, the fact of the matter of it is you're not going to get better any other way than to truly test yourself and to truly test yourself against really talented competition, and we're certainly getting that this weekend.
And that game coming up on Saturday in Ames. Leaders of six state legislatures in the Big Ten footprint have sent a letter to Commissioner Kevin Warren asking the conference to reconsider its decision to cancel the fall football season. That letter is written on the letterhead of Michigan House Speaker Lee Chatfield, who also had it signed by state house leaders from Iowa, Minnesota, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. The Big Ten, and Warren in particular, have received strong pushback since the conference announced that university presidents voted to push back football and other fall sports until the second semester because of the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, Baylor became the third Big 12 team to postpone its scheduled season opener this week because of the coronavirus. The Bears were supposed to open at home against Louisiana Tech, but the visiting school announced that it would not be able to play because of a number of recent positive COVID-19 tests. The University of Iowa Athletics Department announced it's resumed voluntary and mandatory workouts. The department conducted 297 COVID-19 tests for the week of August 31st through September 6th. 21 positive tests and 276 negative tests have been received. As part of the return to campus protocol, testing began May 29th and includes student athletes, coaches, and staff. A total of 197 positive tests, 2,836 negative tests, and one inconclusive test have been received. Following a positive test result, protocol established by UI Athletics and medical staff, including contact tracing procedures, is being followed to ensure the safety of all UI athletes, student athletes, and staff. And the mandatory protocol also includes isolation for those individuals who test positive and quarantine for those individuals who might have been exposed to someone with the virus. Major League Baseball action yesterday. The Twins and the Cardinals split a doubleheader in St. Louis as Josh Donaldson, Nelson Cruz, and Miguel Sano all homered to lead the Twins to a 7-3 win in the first game. The Redbirds took the nightcap 6-4. Kansas City snapped a 7-game losing streak, beating the Indians 8-6. Also was the Blue Jays over the Yankees 2-1. The Nationals beat the Rays 5-3. Orioles over the Mets 11-2. Pirates beat the White Sox 5-4. A's beat the Astros 4-2 in the first game of a doubleheader. The Astros win 5-4 in the nightcap. Rangers beat the Angels 7-1. Dodgers over the Diamondbacks in 10 innings, 10-9. Giants beat the Mariners 6-5. Phillies over the Red Sox 6-5 in game one of a doubleheader. Red Sox win 5-2 in the second game. Marlins beat the Braves 8-0. Padres over the Rockies 14-6. Cubs beat the Reds 3-0. Tigers 8-3 over the Brewers in yesterday's action. That's Check of Sports this hour. Our sports update this morning brought to you by MACT Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.